Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
We start out like hard and heavy. Hey, we're Malignant Scorn!
Right?
Oh, yeah!
Okay, you're up.
All right, I'm Victor, and I play bass for Malignant Scorn.
I'm Steve, and I do vocals for Malignant Scorn.
I guess I'm Chris, and I play guitar.
My name's Jeremy, and I also play guitar.
I am Chris, and I play drums for Malignant Scorn.
No. All right, so you guys had your first show 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
December 4th.
Or 5th.
Yeah. Yeah. December 5th, last week, actually.
10 days.
Yeah.
Wow. So how's that?
Excellent.
It was awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Really good.
We were all really stoked at the turnout and how the performance went, and we all had a really good time.
So better than expected.
Yeah. How long have we collectively been a band, Malignant Scorn?
Let's see. 5 months. Has it been that long?
It's 4 or 5 months.
I'd say, yeah, four or five months.
Something around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a whole lot of time.
No. We got something coming up. When?
January 28th.
Where?
We're playing at the Cryptotropa across the street from McCoy's, the vampire bar.
That's the only thing I've ever known it as. So I'm assuming that you've done things in the past since you all seem to know what you're doing. So we'll
That's
start
a matter
you.
Of opinion.
Well, you seem like you have just a little bit of experience. Like you've picked up your guitar once or twice before. Or... bass or drums or whatever. So what are some of the things that you've been in? Anything I might know?
For sure. I guess the most notable thing for me is I played bass for Funeral Age in Seattle around the tail end of 2012 into like the big, or the tail end of 2013 to 14. That's the biggest thing. And then I've been with Steve in his project, Darkness Avowed, that happened for a bit. And those are the most notable things so far for this.
Cool.
And I used to do guitar and vocals for a band called Murder Your Gods, and that was back in 2011 through 12. It's probably my most notable thing.
I'm going to say, I'm old, you could go back further.
Well, once you get this way, we'll see.
Right?
Yeah. We're not going to go that far back.
Pretty far.
Well, the rest of the three of us, we've been kind of around together for a while, but most notable stuff I've done in the past, a band called Thou Shalt Kill out of Seattle. I played guitar for about a year for them, and then... Wretched back in early 2000s.
Early
2000s, yeah. We murdered the fuck out of Taft. I've been playing with Jeremy pretty much ever since then, off and on. So,
yeah, probably our most notable project was Wretched.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's kind of a, I wouldn't say a cult following, but probably in town everybody knew about it. Pretty good band, and we've known Chris for probably the same amount of time, always been in different bands and stuff, cross paths.
I tried out for Wretched.
He was in bands with former bandmates of Wretched and stuff, so we'd always been around, known each other, so.
So, you've only played one place so far.
Yep.
But
yeah.
Collectively, what's your favorite place to play in Olympia? I mean, since you've probably played with other projects, different places.
I'm hoping Obsidian.
Yeah, I've heard it's great, but I haven't seen
it. Yeah, I've heard it's pretty good too.
Mine was probably always the 4th Ave. It's a little different now, but...
I was going to say, the last years past, I always thought
that was the best place.
4th Ave. McCoy's used to be crap, and then now they've changed that, so I mean, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Pretty good sounding show.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Well, they always have such an interesting crowd, too, so it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we've done Charlie's, and I even did Metal Ballroom back when that was...
Yeah.
I remember Metal Mondays.
Oh, Metal Mondays.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is that at Evergreen Ballroom?
No, it was at Charlie's.
Tavern up the street from McCoy's.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to be in a band called Afterbirth Pulp, and we used to always play Metal Mondays all the time.
Cool.
You know,
If we go outside of Olympia, I would probably say Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
The best one for me.
Have you been up there lately?
And then, not the time we played, it was the older one that was not downtown. I think it was on like 6th and Proctor or something.
That's the one I went to recently. Yeah. It's called something else now.
Yeah. Well, it moved from there and then moved downtown, and it wasn't downtown for very long, I think, before they shut it down.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Dal Shop Kill. I think we played the Hell's Kitchen when it's where it is now, downtown.
Yeah.
And the other good one we did was the 2-Bit Saloon in Ballard.
Oh.
That was a pretty good place.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if anybody had played up there.
Yeah, we played there like 3 or 4 times.
I know.
Galway Arms. And we did the one right off the freeway, the El Corazon.
El Corazon, yeah.
That was our first show.
There
was
a ton of shows.
Yeah.
Especially when it was the Graceland.
Graceland, yeah, that's what you're saying.
Fine.
Alright. You ready?
We'll be right back.
day job. What do you guys do during your free time? We'll start.
Okay. I am currently a janitor, and I do odd jobs. I originally went to college for music production, live PA, audio engineering and stuff. I'm switching fields, going into IT right now, which kind of set me back up here. And, you know, through that, I was able to meet these guys, and I consider this the third job.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a job.
The third job.
That's not in a negative way. Come on. Do not spin this.
Yeah, no, no. Being a
musician
is definitely a job. Steve?
This is my job.
This is your job. It's a good job.
I've been unemployed for a little bit, but I like doing music, so that's what I do when I get tired of job hunting.
Right? It's good.
Yeah.
Good escape.
For the record. I had a short stint, but it was a stint in Darkness Avowed. So if anybody hears this, I'm sure a lot of people will, you have to listen.
It's amazing. I do manual labor. I work at a Target warehouse in Lacey.
Awesome.
My free time, this is it. Playing guitar at home, sometimes video games, that's probably.
Yeah, right.
I work at a Subaru dealership. I'm a certified tech.
Cool.
And, yeah, that's about it for my spare time. I don't really do anything.
Curse of Oak Island, Curse of Oak Island.
Oh, what?
Killer. Good.
Yeah. Drink beer.
About it. Yeah. Sunday football and Walking Dead, man.
Yeah. I like my Monday night football, Thursday night football. I'm a delivery driver for Domino's out in Shelton, so I get to do all that fun stuff.
Tour of the land.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and this is
it.
This is my passion. This is everything that is me.
Right.
Sitting behind my broke down kid.
It doesn't look that good. Where is it broke?
Oh, it's broke.
It's the operator.
this drum set actually I played in Afterbirth Pulp, which was in Wretched, because their first drummer, this was his old kit. So it has a lot of history as far as the three of us, you know.
It's got a lot of miles on it.
Yeah,
sounded good.
A lot of miles on it. Thank you, Tilt, for making this happen. So.
Is there a story there?
There is. Actually, my girlfriend spilled a beer on a slot machine and it just kept paying. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's awesome. Yeah, just kept paying. So.
Is that the trick? I'm going to try that next time.
Ended up walking out with 14 hundo, so.
Yeah. Nice.
It was nice, and we haven't been back since. So,
I like
that idea. Right now, it would work out really well. You know, but yeah, there's a lot of history here in all of us.
It sounds like it. what are we looking at trying to do next? We've got the one on the 20th, and then anything after
on the
that?
28th.
And
so far, that's all we have lined up. That that show was offered to us the night of our first show.
Awesome.
So we were really excited to even get that offer.
Right.
So.
Yeah, no, awesome.
We're just going to see what happens and
be playing with our friends transcribing the Necronomicon.
Yeah. I know them.
Yeah.
One of my personal favorites. Yeah. Insane Embryonic Devourer.
Embryonic Devourer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those guys.
I think I've seen them play once. Down at Midnight Sun, I think. I don't know.
I seen them a year ago.
From California.
Yeah, I seen them a year ago at Coy's.
And there's another band in Florida, I think, called the Noctambulant.
That's awesome.
Huh.
So, yeah.
I think in the meantime, we just plan on trying to do a recording or something and write some new material.
Working on trying to record stuff, get some merch created, and...
Where
just keep networking with people and try to make shit happen.
Where can we find you at? Do you have anything up? I know you do on your Facebook page. You've got a few videos that...
Pretty much at this point, we've only got 2 songs on YouTube.
Okay.
And then the rest of the videos and anything that we have was just fan footage that was taken at our show.
Right.
Which has been posted to our page by all the different people.
Right.
Which is cool because there's no fluff.
No,
it's all just first-hand experience.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I actually watched 2 of them today. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. I can't think of anything else. Damn it. I know, right? We're going to have to cut this out.
The 28th
at the Cryptotropa.
Yes.
It's a Thursday, I do believe.
Yes.
So come out and party. Isn't that random?
Yeah.
Definitely
the 28th. I mean, you want to see some brutal metal.
So at least hit up the Facebook page after the 28th if you want to see maybe some more live footage. Or
we're going to get more live footage.
And I'll add, which one's... Oh, there you go. What's your favorite song to play?
Favorite song to play? I'd have to say... Feeding Frenzy, because that opening riff, that main refrain, was the one... thing that really attracted me to this band.
Cheers.
I remember Frody.
That's me.
Chris. Yeah. Sorry. Chris, drummer Chris, played it on his phone, and I was like, fuck yeah, of course I am in. So that's just always fun. It just slams right out of the gate. And so that's
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Steve?
I enjoy doing all of them because these guys are fucking really talented. Good to hear everything that they play. My favorite to do vocals for is probably Apparitions of the Goat.
Cool.
I enjoy that song a lot.
You gotta check.
Oh,
yeah, check. Oh, that one's name. I like playing the Killing by Virtue. The black metal one.
Which
Killing
by
that
Virtue.
One that you said
that was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wrote that, what?
That one in Bowling Alley. I like playing Bowling Alley.
A while ago.
We wrote that 4 years ago.
That was actually a song when we jammed previously. We wrote.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because we've been in and out for what? It's the third time around.
Yes.
For us three. And this is our second time around.
Second time for us.
So.
It's a small knit community. Everybody kind of switches off and jams with other people and
the big metropolis of Olympia.
There's only so many metalheads.
It's so shocking to me how many bands are out of Olympia.
Yeah.
I mean, really, there's mass.
Yeah. We're hoping to keep this one together for a while. I think we got some good.
It's going to be a problem.
We got some good people here.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite song to play, Jeremy?
Probably the same as Chris, Killing by Virtue.
Killing by Virtue?
Yeah.
You're all disappointed.
No, I love that song. I love all the songs, but probably my favorite, only because it's newer and it was written on the spot for us, was
track 5.
Planetary Corpse.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I really like that one because it kind of broke me out of my shell of how I used to play. gave me an opportunity to showcase my learning experience in drumming. I really like that one a lot. But if I would have to really pick an overall Apparition of the Guild, that song just gets me every time. Every time.
I'll make sure enough to include that one.
Yeah. Everything that's just there is so epic. I love it. All right. We'll be right back.
Alright, so how long have you been playing the bass?
Actually, I started out as a guitar player when I was, 12, 13 years old. And then around early, mid-20s, I was like, well, I'll just pick up the bass. And I started off doing fingerstyle because I wanted to be authentic, but... yeah, so I've been doing that for a couple of years, and I've had more gigs playing in bands on bass than I ever did with guitar, so...
It's... By the way, he's an amazing guitar player. He is.
That happens a lot. People start out with guitar and then go to bass. Yeah. About you, Steve, how long have you been singing?
Steve's also... a good guitar player.
He is a guitar player. A bunch of talent around here.
Right, yes, he is. Yeah. And actually, he's an amazing drummer, too, by the way.
I started playing guitar like when I was 13.
You're like 25 now.
I'm 30. Yeah.
That's a compliment,
But I started doing vocals seriously probably in 2010. After trying a couple different projects and not having a good time with them, I decided that I, wanted to change genre of music that I was doing vocals for, and this is a lot more fun for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, aren't you old fucker?
I know. I guess I'm ashamed to say, probably like 25 years I've been playing, so always learning, always learning, man. I always feel like it should be better, so it's always craft, you're always trying to learn and perfect or whatever. I mean, you'll never perfect. So.
How long have you had that
guitar? No, but there's always room for
how long have you had that guitar?
How long have I had that guitar?
How long?
As long as I've been playing.
I know,
Back when Steve Vai was actually cool.
No, he still is.
He's still cool.
Oh, when he broke from Whitesnake and went solo.
He's got his guitar stolen, actually, the other night. Yeah.
So I think I bought that in, like, 93, 94. Yeah. So right out of high school,
Time for a new one.
Yeah.
Jackson?
over here.
Probably for me, same as Chris, but I have a love-hate relationship with it. I've went years before without playing it.
Yeah.
And then I go have spurts where that's all I do is play it. But I never picked it up with the intent of playing this kind of music. It was always just sitting on the couch strumming a G chord going, ring. Oh, that sounds good.
I never thought I'd be playing this music.
Played a lot of acoustic guitar, but not a lot of electric guitar. But I like this because it's challenging to play. So.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing, too, is just the energy and drive behind everything going on, the drum beats and the crazy riffs. I mean,
time changes.
I think, we're... me and Jeremy, I don't know these guys, but 80s metal is probably at our hearts, but
hey, I'm Jeremy, I have an older brother.
Me too.
But
I just went and saw Great White.
I used to love that, man.
Yeah,
good.
I
saw him summertime. I saw him with Quiet Riot and LA Guns too.
Oh, LA Guns.
So I had to go see him again.
I remember watching Quiet Riot down at the fourth half before
Kevin DeBrow.
Before he died, It was like shortly.
That was with the
original lineup.
But it was the homeboy from, Death Squad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep, Tom Kaiser.
Tom Kaiser
with us. Yeah.
Yep. I forget what that man's name is, but. I never quite got past the whole suspending himself and playing and McCoy. That was before they had the whole back area. But he he hung himself and played bass. Man, I was like Holy shit.
At flesh hooks? Or
talk about fucking dedication. Holy fuck, yeah. And he hung himself. You know, yeah, dude, I was like, what the fuck, dude?
That is awesome.
I played baseball, yes. Keeps me.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
But that was pretty amazing, though. I've been playing since I was probably 12. I started with bass and guitar, and then found my love for drums at like probably 13.
Wow.
And never had drums for like a long, long, long time, so using the old coffee cans and broken hangers. my mom hated that, but, I mean, but still, you know, it was something that just...
Find her clothes on the floor, know, all the time.
And I think really it was...
They're all broken.
It was a passion, it was a torch for my dad. That, you know, it's just, he just ended up sending his energy and gave it to me, and I'm super fortunate for that, to be self-taught and be as talented as I am. Long way to go, but it's very nice to have people like these gentlemen, you know,
yeah,
take
no.
it in. And
I was impressed, especially if it's broken, which...
It is.
Where is it broken?
A lot of miles.
Cool.
When she next interviews the next band and they cut the full drum kit, then she'll realize, Frody's was broken.
I saw it. You couldn't even see the guy. He had so much stuff. And I was just like, okay. But, yeah, no. He sounded better. Well, I should say that because he probably listened.
It's not
beside
your kit. It's how you use it.
But I was impressed. I didn't know anything was wrong.
Right, Freud. It's
so,
not the
nice
size
job.
Of the kid, it's how you use
exactly.
it.
Right. Exactly.
Nice job.
It's how you feed it.
Hard and heavy. Hard and heavy.
Oh, now that is a cute laugh. Somebody else make him laugh again.
He's holding back to you.
Yeah, he wants to.
Looks like he's blushing.
Probably.
Don't look at me like that, man.
Been on the spot. All right, I don't think I have anything else for you guys, unless there's something cool you want to tell me.
28th.
January 28th.
You got to see it to believe it.
Yeah.
We're going to melt faces.
Cool.
Because that's what we do.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Also, any other bands out there that want to play with us, hit us up.
Yeah. Contact
bands,
us through our Facebook
bands.
Page and...
medium bands.
Set up an interest. If you're interested in playing a show,
let's do it.
Rock it out.
Let's get it done, son.
I know some people that'll listen, that'll... Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care if we're open, whatever.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't... Nothing like that. We just like to show up and play.
Yep.
Awesome.
Throw down.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So thank you.
Unless
all
you're Justin
very,
Bieber.
Very, very much.
Down. Hey, thanks for coming out and having a chat with us.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with HolyCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.